It's 10:32. It's a Wednesday, and I've just got to tell myself that because I'm old. I just remind myself it's a Wednesday. And we have in the studio. We have. Let me get this right. It's Arthur.
Yeah.
And Archie.
Yeah.
Do you ever shorten it?
No.
Do you want to be known as Archie, and that's that.
Some people decide to lengthen it to Archibald, but
does that annoy you?
Yeah, depending on the person, I think.
Okay, just move yourself a little bit closer to that microphone. And Arthur? I mean, you can. I mean, I know an Arthur.
Yeah.
He calls himself Arthur.
Oh.
So is it Arthur? Artie?
It's just Arthur.
Just Arthur?
Yeah.
Do you get annoyed when other people change it?
I don't really mind.
Sometimes Artholomew, but...
Yeah. Artholomew.
Artholomew, yeah.
I like that. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's distinguished, isn't it? When you become like a big boss actor, you know, which is, you know, could happen. This is Artholomew. Artholomew is from Ride, and he's a serious actor, don't you know? Yes. What do you think? Not
the best.
I kind of got that name from my friend's dad.
Right.
And he's called me Artholomew, and I was like,
yeah, it's cool.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about Omar? He's out in the green room at the moment, so we'll maybe get, you know, talking about names a little bit later on. Have you got anything you guys want to chat about? I know yesterday we had this great conversation about mental health, and I think it kind of leads on from that, what you're actually doing at school right now.
So a lot of my more technical knowledge about mental health comes from... the psychology course that I'm doing in sixth form. And so a lot of what we've covered, especially recently, is about how mental health problems like occur and how they can be treated and how they affect people.
Mm.
And so a big part of it is about, especially with things like OCD and depression, it's about a chemical imbalance in the brain. So some people are born with the SERT gene, which prevents serotonin from being properly absorbed in the brain. And so it's not used well enough. And so serotonin causing the positive emotions, the person is then feeling more down and getting hit with these more negative emotions. But we've found a way to actually deal with it with... this thing called SSRIs, which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And so that allows for the serotonin to be properly utilized by the body. So it's a lot of very sciencey things, but I think it's good that we've actually found a way to help with these issues people are having without having to sit them through therapy. Because a lot of people, they don't respond well to therapy, but sometimes they respond better to drug therapy than to actual, you know, person to person.
Do you know what I find amazing is, how old are you?
17.
This is a lot to take on, isn't it? It's quite complex. Does it feel like you've got a lot of pressure on your shoulders?
I find that psychology, out of my three subjects, I find it a lot easier to... remember it. I find it very interesting. Whereas things like English Lit, I can remember some of it, but it's not as important to me, so I don't really...
So you're really into it then? So, just say, for instance, I know you want to be an actor and so on, but is this something that you would, you know, perhaps follow and do, be, you know... Because I can see you're sensible enough to follow this idea, this way of living, way of life and so on. You sound like very level-headed for a 17-year-old.
I definitely want to go into something to do with psychology, be that as a... youth worker or working in the NHS or just so long as I can be helping people that need the help, because it's very important for there to be that person to guide through things. Because my cousin now, she works with the NHS to help people who are only just starting this journey through getting help. Because she's been through the system before, so she knows how everything works. And so she can almost act as, like, guidance for them.
Talking to you yesterday about mental health and talking to you now, it sounds like you've been through a lot yourself, and it's almost like you can now, I don't know, work out your own feelings and how to, you know, when you feel like things are happening and you don't like them, you know exactly what to do and so on. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot for a 17-year-old. So, you know, talking to you, just say, for instance, if I had, you know, health issues and I came to you and started talking to you, I'd be thinking, I feel relaxed because you've been through something. Mm-hmm. Whereas you go, you can talk to people and you think, you don't get the sense that they've actually been through and they don't really care, they're just doing a job.
Yeah.
Whereas something in you has triggered you to want to be able to do it. And I think that's all credit to you, really. We're going to talk to Arthur in a minute. He's not going to be quite as heavy as that, are you?
No, I'll try not to.
No, you're going to... What are you going to talk about?
I'm talking about taekwondo.
Right, okay. Something very... Yeah. Well, not light, but I mean, you know. We'll do that after a local tune from Firefly. This is Unstoppable. Local.